Avoiding the blood on the floor, the detective assessed the crime scene. The raider was as precise as a scalpel, cutting and running. No time wasted, they neutralised the enemy and hit the target. Chief Inspector Neil Kettle of Devon and Cornwall Police watched the footage from the security camera again, trying to get a sense of the offender. He was of medium height and weight, moving unhurriedly like he'd done it a dozen times before. He probably had, as this was another single-handed raid on a village post office. There'd been a spate of attacks on remote petrol stations, pubs and stores which handled large sums of cash. The postmaster had been taken away in an ambulance for treatment at Liskerrett Hospital. Head wounds bled a lot, and the floor was sticky with congealing blood. No footprints, unfortunately, but perhaps forensics would find something. Augie Jacobs had been bringing in the milk and newspapers, delivered at 4 a.m. and stacked at a side door. At that hour, it was unlikely there'd be any witnesses. Bending to lift a pile of plastic-wrapped newspapers, he heard a rush of feet before being pushed to the ground. Vulnerable in pyjamas, slippers and dressing gown, he'd raised a hand to ward off the blow promised by his assailant. Just a light tap, but the cosh blurred past his arm to strike the side of his skull. He woke minutes later, wrist fastened to a chill cabinet door handle by plastic cable ties, his arms overhead. Gaffer tape sealed his mouth. The attacker had taken his keys and was ransacking the safe. It was pension day, with £8,000 in there, as well as yesterday's takings. The thief wore a full-face black motorcycle helmet with a balaclava mask beneath. His body protected by a black leather jacket, jeans, gloves and high boots fastened by many buckles. He walked with a bow-legged stance, typical of bike riders. He didn't say anything else to Augie, but when he tried to get comfortable on the floor, inadvertently banging the cabinet door, the man hissed and pointed overhead to the bedroom where his wife Anne lay sleeping. The robber brandished a lead pipe at him, whacking it into a gloved hand. Augie froze. He'd been told about such raids by his parents, who fled the Nazis after the Kristallnacht attacks on the Jewish population of Leipzig in 1938. Augie had been born in London, moving from the capital after a career as an accountant to take over the post office stores in St. Clarus as his winding down pre-retirement job. He planned to quit work in a few months, but who'd buy a business with such a tainted history? The thief left, a shoulder bag bulging with loot, and a minute later a motorcycle engine started up nearby. The noise came from the back of the property, so he must be escaping across the heathland, where only rabbits and owls would see his passing. He could be headed anywhere, with several exits into lanes on the other side of the scrubby vegetation. Anne was a heavy sleeper, and opening and slamming the door shut dozens of times didn't rouse her. He wasn't close enough to kick the freezers, but stamped his bound feet on the floor while snorting like an ox. Worried he'd have an asthma attack, his dear wife finally appeared, feeling cold from his absence. Squealing like a banshee, she scissored his hands and legs free and gently pulled the tape off his mouth before draping a souvenir tea towel bearing a map of Cornwall across his sticky head. His bedclothes were ruined, but the detective arrived surprisingly quickly, considering it was 5 a.m.